we have, hello everybody, we have friends in the studio today. I have a couple nice kids here. I'm going to introduce them in a second. I'm back from North Carolina anyway. Now, thanks for indulging me in a week off here. I haven't taken many days off. We hit show number 200, as you saw at the end of the previous week. And so I was having computer difficulties, and I hated not to do the shows, but then I thought, you know, I'm ready for a break. So we took 5 days off. Now we're back. So welcome back. And I have in the studio here two fine young kids. This is Steve Hill's son and daughter. What's your name, young man? Step right up to the microphone.
Jake.
You're Jake? Jake Hill. Nice to see you. And there's this young lady over here. And what's your name, young lady?
Ariana Hill.
Ariana Hill. Well, it's good to have you guys here. And your dad, Steve Hill, is a great writer. He's a man of God. And he's heralding this word with us. So why don't you guys go sit over there on the couch, and then you can watch me do my show. And I'm sure you're going to understand everything. If you have any questions at the end, you're free to ask me, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. You guys are good kids. All right, we have an audience here. The pressure's on. I'm really feeling the heat. Jake has a Superman cape on, and he's going to start flying through the room at any second. I just have a feeling. Oh, I got to tell you about my son, Luke. You kids probably would be interested in this, too. My son, Luke, is my middle son. People ask me, how old are your kids? I have three sons, and I always say, I have no idea. I can't keep up with it, but I know what years they were born. So if you really want to know, I'll give you the years they were born. They were born in 86, 88, and 92. Those numbers never change, so I can remember that kind of stuff. So if you really want to know, you can do the math. But anyway, my son Luke has been in China for 2 years. And hey, Jake, instead of flying around the room, why don't you just sit down, because it's kind of distracting. That your cape is flying all over the place, and I'm like in awe of your superpowers. So anyway, do you guys know I have a son named Luke? All right, well, he was in China for 2 years. He's been teaching English to college kids. And before that, he was in Seattle, Washington, helping to run a youth hostel. Before that, he was in India learning and teaching yoga. And before that, he was in New York City. And he was working at the Titanic Museum. He was making movies, and he was in a band. So this kid's all over the place. Guess what he's going to be doing next? I heard this from my youngest son, Paul. When my son, Paul, told me what my son, Luke, was going to be doing next, I laughed for a minute and a half because it was so perfect. Are you ready for this? I'm not sure you're ready for this. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. My son, Luke, who is now in Tianjin, China, one of the largest cities in China, teaching college kids English. This guy is going to be going to South Africa and rehabilitating baboons. He's going to be rehabilitating baboons. I kid you not, I'm not making this up. I don't know how anybody could. Now, I'm unclear as to why baboons would be rehabilitated. Whether they're chronic gamblers, rehabilitating baboons. Whether they're chronic gamblers, or they're addicted to porn, or they're just have identity crises. I don't know. Or they're, you know, but he's going to be rehabilitating them. And apparently, yes, that's true. Chimpanzees as well. This guy's a genius, my son Luke. So anyway, that really entertaining to me. I couldn't have heard anything better. That is perfect. So now we are back. We're on part 10. I never imagined that I would be doing 10 parts to the Lost 10 Tribes of Israel. And Jake and Ariana, you're probably going to get lost on this part. I'm going to be talking about the Lost 10 Tribes of Israel. So hang in there. I'll explain everything to you after the broadcast, okay? Yeah. All right, awesome. I never thought I'd be in part 10 here, but I'm going to fit. We just talked about last week we talked about the Valley of Dry Bones, and Ezekiel had a vision concerning the house of Israel that God was going to rehabilitate them, just like my son Luke's going to rehabilitate those baboons and chimpanzees. Well, the house of Israel, which was scattered among all the nations, looks dead, looks gone, looks finished. God's going to bring them back. So I love that truth. Now listen to this. This is another dream, another vision that Ezekiel had in verse 15 of Ezekiel 37. This is going to make total sense to you. And now, I'm going to preface this with this, to remind you that after the days of King Solomon, the nation of Israel was split in two. 10 tribes went to the north and had their headquarters in Samaria. 2 tribes stayed in Jerusalem, Benjamin and Judah. And there was a reason for this. The northern 10 tribes were scattered. They were taken into captivity by the Assyrian army, namely Tiglath-Pileser. They were scattered among every nation of the earth, Amos 9:9. And I claim that Christianity today are a remnant, or should I say, a embodiment of the lost 10 tribes of Israel. The other two tribes are what we know today as your modern-day Jews. And one group, the lost 10 tribes, is closer to the truth in that they've so-called accepted the Messiah. They name the name of Christ, but they're not true believers. The others, Jews, have not accepted their Messiah yet. Either way, we have unbelievers, both religious, the religious veneer, fake believers, i.e. unbelievers, religious unbelievers. All right. Now, this situation that has been ongoing since the days of Solomon is going to be resolved soon. And here's a prophecy concerning it. Verse 15, Ezekiel 37. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, "And you, son of man, take for yourself one stick and write on it, for Judah and for the sons of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and the house of Israel and his companions." So we have the house of Israel, the house of Judah, written on two different sticks. Ephraim represents the house of Israel, Judah and his companions, the house of Judah. Then join them, two separate sticks. And Ezekiel's writing on these two sticks, like popsicle sticks, I picture it. Or tongue depressors, like you have at the doctor. Open your mouth, stick out your tongue, and say, ah. Two sticks. He writes on them for Judah on the one, and he writes on them the house of Israel on the other one. Then here's the prophecy. Here's what God told him. Then join them for yourself, one to another, into one stick, that they may become one in your hand. And when the sons of your people speak to you, saying, "Will you not declare to us what you mean by these?" In other words, here's this Ezekiel writing on these tongue depressors, bringing them together. The people are watching him and saying, "What the heck are you doing? Why are you bringing these sticks together? Why did you write on them?" This is what you're to say to them after they ask you about it, because they're going to, because it's going to be quite odd. Say to them, "Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his companions, and I will put them with it, with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they will be one in my hand." This is a prophecy that the split nation will be brought together again. Verse 20, "And the sticks on which you write will be in your hand before their eyes, and say to them, thus says the Lord God." You kids getting this? This is exciting, isn't it? All right, hang in there. Listen to this. "Say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the sons of Israel from among the nations where they have gone." Amos 9:9, I've been telling you this. Scattered among the nations, lost their national identity. The guy in Iowa, that whole story, possibly all of Christianity are part of this. "And I will take from among the nations where they have gone, I will gather them from every side." Remember, two Fridays ago, or whenever it was, we talked about north, south, east, and west, and bring them into their own land. "And I will make them one nation." Finally, after these 3,000 years or so, 4,000 years, whatever it's been, "I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel. And one king will be king for all of them." Guess who's that? Guess who's that? It's going to be Jesus Christ. "And they will go, listen to this, verse 22. "And they will no longer be two nations, and they will no longer be divided into two kingdoms. And they will no longer defile themselves with their idols or with their detestable things or with any of their transgressions. I will deliver them from their dwelling places in which they have sinned," i.e. the United States, Great Britain. These are the dwelling places of the house of Israel, the United States, Great Britain, the nations of Europe. "And there's been transgressions. They have defiled the name of God because they teach a false gospel. They teach many wrong things, like eternal torment." You kids know that eternal torment's wrong, don't you? Jake and Ariana. In fact, Ariana, you've written an article one time. I had a little letter you wrote about God. You remember that?
Yep.
I wish I had it with me now because I would read it. Do you still have a copy of it somewhere?
Yeah, but at home.
At home? All right. Well,
I still remember.
All right. Do you still remember it? Do you remember any of what it says? Tell me what it says. Come up here in the microphone. Tell all the people out in internet land. Because you are very smart about God. And tell them what you said about God.
Well, that Well, God is our Father, and like when you're feeling like stressed and like freaked out or about something, and you get hurt really bad or something like that, God's disciplining you for a son and a daughter. And the reason why he's doing that is because so you learn how to do hard things, because that's what God wants. Because God wants hard things to make people really good people. It's really hard to do a lot of things, but you just have to do it because God wants you to, and he's our Father that we should always listen to.
That is very... How old are you, Ariana?
7, almost 8.
7, almost 8. You're very smart. You know a lot about God and about the Bible, and your dad has really taught you well. Thank you for sharing that with all the people out here. They're going to... I'm sure they're going to write me and say, put that girl back on the air. We want to hear more from her. That was pretty good, wasn't it, Jake? You have to admit. Yeah, you have to admit. You got your Superman cape on, right? Jake's a little more shy. You can think about it, Jake, and then when you come back, you can say something next time, okay? And Ariana, if you have anything more to say the next time you're here, I'm going to let you say it because that was really, really good.
I'm 6.
And Jake is 6, and Ariana is going to be 9? 8, you're going to be 8.
I'm almost 7.
You're almost 7, all right.
My birthday is June the 20th.
June the 20th? That's a great birthday. Ariana, when's your birthday?
January 13th.
January 13th, all right. Everybody remember that Ariana Hill's birthday is January 13th, and you're June 20th, right? All right, now I'm going to finish up here with Ezekiel 37, then we're going to call it a day here. They will no longer defile themselves. These two nations, after 3,000 years, this is startling. God has not forgotten. This just shows you that God has not forgotten. People might forget, but God has not forgotten that this one nation that was split in two, a civil war, defiling the name of God wherever they have gone. God is going to rectify that situation. He's going to fix it, and he's going to bring them back into the land. And that land, again, is Jerusalem. And they're going to have one king. One king will be king for all of them, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. At that time, there will be no longer two nations. Verse 24, and my servant David will be king over them. David, King David, is going to be raised from the dead. Did you guys know that?
No.
No and yes? Yes.
Everybody has to be raised from the dead. Stuff that move, but stuff that don't move are not going to be...
Yeah, everybody. Just say that again about everybody being raised from the dead, because that's very interesting. You believe everybody's going to be raised from the dead eventually.
Well, the reason why everybody's going to be raised from the dead is because if you're, like, dead forever, that wouldn't be fun at all.
It wouldn't be any fun to be dead forever and ever.
No.
I have to agree with you.
And, like, the things that don't move aren't anything, so they don't need a... They don't need to come to heaven because they're just things that like people need. That's why there's stuff in this world, and God made people because he wants to see what they can do, because God does everything.
God does everything. God knows. I have friends that don't realize that, and here's you, 8 years old, and you realize the truth. God does everything and God knows everything. I have friends that don't realize that, and you do. Thanks for sharing that with our listeners. Isn't she great? My gosh, I got to have her on here more often. She's pretty good on this thing. And Superman just took off his cape. All right, hang on a second now. Unless my servant David will be king. David is going to rise from the dead. I can't wait to see that. Now, we're going to be in the Celestials at this time, but we're going to be seeing this. You can better believe that. And they will have one shepherd, and they will walk in my ordinances. Oh, by the way, David is going to be ruling under Christ in Jerusalem. I believe the Apostle Paul is the equivalent of David in the celestial spheres. How about that? And my ordinances, my statutes, they will observe them. We're down to verse 25. I'm running over. I'm gonna start up tomorrow with verse 25, and I'll probably have one or two more parts. I hate to end with part 11. If I'm doing a series on the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel, I'm gonna somehow have to stretch this to 12 parts, 12 for Israel. Yeah, I just can't stop at 11. So we're gonna have two more shows, and we're gonna start with verse 25 tomorrow of Ezekiel 37, and I'm gonna tell you about... Don't know when this is going to be. Probably not tomorrow, but the next day. I'm going to tell you about that woman in Detroit, Michigan, that embodied for me the truth concerning where the lost 10 tribes of Israel are. This has been Martin Zender with Jake and Ariana Hill teaching you the Word of God back here tomorrow.